I'm Benjamin F. Chavis, Jr., today with the good news. Every January, our nation recognizes the birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., because of the enduring and transformative impact of Dr. King's legacy as scholar, theologian, civil rights leader, and global humanitarian. The good news is today the United States of America is a much better place to live, work, and to be on a pathway that improves the overall quality of life of all Americans. Additionally, throughout the world today, the name and the cherished memory of Martin Luther King Jr. resonates passionately with admiration and reflection. Yes, our nation still has racial problems in a multiplicity of ways, but no one can argue truthfully to say that we have not made racial progress in America since the 1960s, when Dr. King was tragically assassinated on a motel balcony in Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, we have made progress, but we still have a long ways to go to fulfill Dr. King's legacy of establishing a beloved community where all people will be treated fairly, equally, and justly. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15, 1929, and was killed on April 4, 1968. Dr. King was an American Baptist minister, activist, political philosopher, who was one of the most prominent leaders in the civil rights movement from 1955 until his assassination in 1968. King advanced civil rights for people of color in the United States through the use of nonviolent resistance and nonviolent civil disobedience against Jim Crow laws and other forms of legalized discrimination. A national black church leader, King participated in and led marches for the right to vote, desegregation, labor rights, and other civil rights. He oversaw the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott and later became the first president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. As president of SCLC, he led the successful Albany movement in Albany, Georgia, and helped organize some of the nonviolent 1963 protests in Birmingham, Alabama. King was one of the key organizers and leaders of the historic 1963 March on Washington, where he delivered his I Have a Dream speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and helped organize two of the three Selma to Montgomery marches during 1965 Selma Voting Rights Movement. The Civil Rights Movement achieved pivotal legislative gains in the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and the Fair Housing Act of 1968. On October 14, 1964, King won the Nobel Peace Prize for combating racial inequality through nonviolent resistance. In his final years, he expanded his focus to include opposition towards poverty and the Vietnam War. I personally had the great fortune and opportunity to work with Dr. King and the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in the 1960s as a young statewide youth coordinator in my home state of North Carolina. I witnessed firsthand how Dr. King led the civil rights movement and his passion for his concept of the beloved community. Throughout 2025, it is my prayer and hope that all Americans and all people throughout the world will continue to take heed in both memory and actions to help continue to make the world a better place for all of humanity. That's the good news. A production of Baltimore Public Media. I'm Benjamin F. Chavis, Jr.